Well, what I know is that H.L. Mencken's father bought this house as a new house. It was built on spec. It matches a series of houses on Holland Street in 1883, and the entire family moved into this house. And H.L. Mencken basically lived in this house his entire life. This neighborhood made him who he is, I think. His father had a cigar factory on Baltimore Street, and that was his business, and he believed very strongly in his business and wanted his son to become a cigar manufacturer, and that was what it was to be. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. One rainy day, I guess it was, he was sitting in the rear parlor looking up at this large bookcase, and he saw a book by Mark Twain. Grabbed the book, read it, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, loved every word of it. He was sucked in. He wanted to be a writer. That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. His father wanted to have nothing to do with that. You're going to be a cigar man. While his father was alive, he did work for the cigar factory. As soon as his father died, he bolted, went straight to the newspaper, and became historically the first and youngest editor of the Baltimore Sun.